You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Not much, Lee, going wrong for Aston Villa at the moment, really. They probably need one or maybe two more points for safety following that win against Everton last Saturday. And at the moment, Tim Sherwood and Christian Benteke sharing the praise equally.
Yeah, Benteke picked up the player of the month, didn't he? They, Nigel Pearson got manager and Benteke found his form. No surprise that, you know, basically Tim Sherwood's given him more licence to attack and the team more licence to attack. It went out with a 4-3-3 against Everton, and Zogbio and Jack Grealish either side of Benteke. Agbonlahor's fit again for this one, recovered from a hamstring injury, so maybe, yeah, it wouldn't be a big surprise. Maybe if Agbonlahor came in, maybe for Ndogbia. If they keep that same system, I don't see how West Ham can cope with Villa at the moment. It's the claret and blue derby, isn't it, this one? I think, you know, Villa scoring goals for fun. Three against QPR, two against Liverpool in the Cup, three against Everton and West Ham. I mean, they've been gone for a while, haven't they? Scored one goal in their last four away games. And if you go back further than that, they've scored three goals in their last eight away games. Villa just outscore them here for me. Odds on's a struggle, I must admit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not massively keen on that. So I think I'd rather back Benteke at even money to score any time than Villa to win at 19-20. Although I think both will happen. So if you want to lump them both in, Benteke to score in a Villa win.
Headline offer 2-1.
17-10 normal, boosted to 2-1. Fair, isn't it, that?
Yeah, looks okay. 19-20 Villa, the draw 12-5 West Ham, 3-1. West Ham, Derek, without an away win in the league since the 2nd of September, a run stretching back 11 matches. They beat Burnley at home last time out. James Tompkins is back in training, but I don't think he'll feature in this game. And they've really missed him. I mentioned him a few times on the podcast. I think he's a really underrated centre-half.
Yeah, but it's not so much defensively. They've been found wanting at the moment. It's scoring, isn't it?
Yeah.
They haven't scored more than one goal in their last six matches. It's, you know, it's hard. It's hard to know who to fancy here. I'm a bit like David Cameron in that respect. This two favourite team. I've got everything Lee said is spot on here. If you look at this fixture
again,
you think, yeah, Bill are going to win this all day, but it's getting your head round back into our odds on at home. You know, any other time of the season, 3-1 West Ham, I'd be on that all day long, but not now. They've given up. I saw their manager, Big Sam, my old mate, at Chester Races on Thursday. He wished me all the best, old hippo head.
You're so brave.
I laid low for like Aston Villa had done for much of this season. I did it for the whole of the afternoon. I'm going to go for Villa here, odds on, even though it's odds on. And Lee is right. No matter what West Ham score, Villa will outscore them.
It's going against everything that's written in your Bible list, Derek.
Yeah, I know, but it is. Yeah, I know what you mean. West Ham are 3-1, but it's at this. There's a little proviso in that, not in the closing week. Not if the team are wearing flip-flops.
That writing is so small that you can barely even see it.
Terms and conditions.
Over 2.5 goals, by the way, is 19-20. Which, you know, you could see that landing, couldn't you? It's a bit skinny. It's not a bet that I really like, but if you didn't want to get involved in the outrights, then the over 2.5 might tempt you in.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.